Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Leading off today, the AI boom has sprung up a mini-economy for content repositories, which AI companies want to access in order to train their models. Companies like OpenAI initially train their models by scraping data from the web, but with the legal overhang of copyright looming, companies are looking to strike deals to formally license content going forward. Apple is one such participant. Reuters reports that Apple has struck a deal to license millions of images owned by Shutterstock, one of the biggest stock image websites. The value of the deal was rumored to be in the $25 million to $50 million range, and it was said to have been signed in the months following the release of ChatGPT in late 2022. The story says that multiple other big tech firms have made similar deals with Shutterstock, including Meta, Google, and Amazon. It's also been reported that Apple is in talks with news publishers about licensing their articles to train its AI models. With rights to the millions of images on Shutterstock's website, Apple can train its different models using those images without the fear of copyright problems down the road. Meanwhile, OpenAI has faced criticism and even lawsuits from companies over its decision to train its models without those proper authorizations. And of course, all of this comes ahead of iOS 18 being announced at WWDC in June. And right on cue, speaking of iOS 18, a new rumor says that it will offer a new Safari Browsing Assistant feature. There aren't any details about how exactly this feature will work, but the existence of the feature was discovered based on code backend changes on Apple's website. Code sleuth Nicolas Alvarez shared two new features in the works at Apple, including Safari Browsing Assistant and something called Encrypted Visual Search. According to Alvarez, both of these features use Apple's private relay infrastructure to send data back to the company. This is a privacy-preserving practice on Apple's part, so it doesn't learn the user IP address. Apple already offers different visual search style features integrated into Spotlight and the Photos app, so it's not explicitly clear if this new encrypted visual search is a more secure version of the existing features or something new entirely. But the more interesting thing here is the Safari Browsing Assistant feature. Based solely on the name, this feature sounds like it'll bring AI features of some sort to Safari, similar to what other browsers already offer. Microsoft's Edge browser, for example, integrates different Copilot AI features built in for things like performing web searches, summarizing web pages and information, and answering basic questions. Another browser called Arc from the browser company also combines a variety of AI summarization features with the web browsing experience. Another thing to keep in mind here is that Apple is likely to team up with a company such as Google to power some of its new AI features. We aren't expecting any announcement from Apple about a partnership until WWDC at the earliest, but it's pretty easy to see how something like Safari Browsing Assistant would be powered by a partner like Google. iOS 18 is expected to be announced at WWDC, which kicks off on June 10th. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Ulysses is a powerful Apple Design Award-winning writing application for Mac, iPad, and iPhone. Ulysses is the app that I use to write 9 to 5 Mac articles and my scripts for this very podcast, and I couldn't recommend it more. It offers a distraction-free writing environment that lets you focus on your text and nothing else. You can edit your writing anytime and anywhere thanks to built-in iCloud syncing support to keep everything in check. Ulysses also lets you publish your text conveniently from within the app to different blogging platforms, complete with images, tags, and excerpts, including support for WordPress, Ghost, Medium, and Micro.blog. Hit the link in the show notes to get started with Ulysses today for free. My thanks to Ulysses, the ultimate writing app for Mac, iPad, and iPhone, for supporting 9 to 5 Mac daily. And rounding out today, let's keep the AI train rolling, as Apple researchers have published a new paper explaining how the company has been developing a generative AI system specifically designed to be able to make sense of app screens. The paper in question is somewhat vague about the potential applications of this, but the more exciting possibility would be to power a much more advanced version of Siri. The background here is that large language models are what power systems like ChatGPT, The training for those materials is text, mostly taken from websites. MLLMs, or multimodal large language models, aim to extend the ability of an AI system to make sense of non-textual information like images, video, and audio. But MLLMs aren't currently very good at understanding the output of mobile apps. There are several reasons for this, starting with a mundane one that smartphone screen aspect ratios differ from those used by most training images. And more specifically, a lot of the images they need to recognize, like icons and buttons, are very small. So these are the problems Apple researchers believe they have solved with their new MLLM system they call Ferret User Interface. The researchers say that the system meticulously gathers training samples from an extensive range of elementary UI tasks, such as icon recognition, text, and widget listing. These samples are formatted for instruction following, with region annotations to facilitate precise referring and grounding for the system. The paper describes what the researchers have achieved, rather than how it might be used. But we see basically three different ways this could be used. One, it could be a useful tool for evaluating the effectiveness of a user interface. A developer could create a draft version of an app, then let Apple's Ferret UI determine how easy or difficult it is to understand and to use. This could be cheaper and quicker than human usability testing. Two, it could also have accessibility applications. Rather than a simple screen reader reading everything on an iPhone screen to a blind person, it could summarize what the screen shows and list the options available. And third, and perhaps most exciting of all, it could be used to power a very advanced form of Siri, where a user could give Siri an instruction, then Siri could go out and interact and perform tasks in individual applications with zero interaction from the user themselves. Ultimately, this is just another example of the ongoing AI research inside Apple, the research that will eventually power the user-facing features that will begin to launch as part of iOS 18. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can go to 9to5mac.com/join to find an ad-free version of the show for $5 a month or $50 a year. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.